The official end has come for the Federal Aviation Administration's HF high-frequency communication system with aircraft. We have an explanation from Mike Mason of Dillingham Member Station KDLG.
The FAA's high-frequency communications network in Alaska has been around since the 1950s, but it has fallen out of use since the early 1980s. Daryl Burke is with the Alaska Flight Service Information Area Group.
So Anchorage Center, the en route air traffic control facility, relayed clearances through the old International Flight Service Station folks.
The FAA says in the 1980s, the communication duties were assumed by private companies and the Anchorage International Flight Service Station was closed. Most of the HF frequencies and sites were decommissioned, but Burke confirms that four were left in service in Cold Bay, Kotzebue, Barrow, and Ketchikan.
They were there as a backup to the commercial system, and for a long while they were used sporadically. And as the years went by, they were used less and less as other means of communications came to the fore.
The FAA confirms that there have been no communications on the remaining frequencies over the last several years, and one by one the sites have become unusable due to aging equipment and infrastructure. Burke says the last operational HF site was in Ketchikan. In a notice to the public issued Tuesday, the FAA confirmed that the high-frequency communication service at Cold Bay, Kotzebue, Barrow, and Ketchikan has been ended, and the HF frequencies will be removed from publications. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.